welcome back to WSHIT's Cooktop Crockpot Cooking Class. That's right, every week, Chris Krangus from WSHIT's cooking staff shows you how to prepare a new meal for you and your family. Your husband's going to be home soon, and he'll be hungry. Let's go live into the studio with Mr. Personality himself, Chris Krangus.
You've seen the care we take to warm up the raw chicken properly. By following every step of the cooking procedure, exactly the way I'm about to show you, you will learn to cook excellent chicken every time. I'm going to be using this cooker. It's been warmed up according to procedure. First, I will be loading the chicken into the cooker, then I'm going to brown the chicken.
Oh, Chris, this is pink just the way I like it.
That's good chicken.
That's good chicken indeed. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Is some dude was impaled by a log that went through the bottom of his car.
Whoa.
Into his chest.
Jeez. Yeah.
I don't know.
There's nothing like a party.
There's nothing like a redneck rave. Nothing like a redneck rave. Throw some ecstasy and some Boone's Farm and get a little moonshine
Mud.
In there. And yeah, some
Mud,
rap, rock country. Doom, 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 doom. Drop the beat! Do a little dance, do a little two-step. I actually start sweating. Yeah, I actually start sweating when I'm watching this. I'm like, oh!
Are they going to make it?
Get back! Don't do it!
Have they shown anyone that's fallen and died?
Lots of people fall, but they're all attached to a safety harness. Yeah,
okay,
but
good.
Discovery's not going to... There's no insurance company in the world that's going to insure a shooting. And I don't mean a shooting like people shooting each other.
Right.
I mean like the actual shooting.
Filming.
Filming.
Yes.
Shooting. insurance company in the world that's going to insure shooting. I'm sure of that.
That's good to know,
That's
Ryan.
Legal jargon you can take to the bank. For the entire month of June, that we were going to give away $500 in Gold Dog gift cards.
Yes.
And the first week in July, here it is, the first week in July, so I guess we got to follow through on this promise. So, after much debate and review, Chrissy and I have picked a winner.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Another episode of The Commercial Break!
Yeah.
Welcome back. Hope you had a nice holiday. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy. And
Happy New Year.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you, America. And best to you out there in the podcast listening audience. How the hell are you? Back from vacation.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Feeling refreshed.
Yeah,
not really.
Exactly.
I have kids. I never feel refreshed. I just feel like I'm on the back end of a 3-day LSD binge. Remember when, I don't know if you want to say that on air, but I'll say it on air. It'd always be like crusty and oily and feel like I could never get clean enough. I remember when I was into that kind of thing way back in December of 2020. I would like get into a shower and I would stay there for an hour just trying to wipe the crud off of my brain and my body. And I never seemed to get clean enough. I always felt a little crusty.
Right.
I always felt like, I don't know, my armpits were dirty or something like that.
They probably were.
Probably. It's probably why there's a certain scent that follows around certain bands.
Yes.
I'm looking at you, Fiosh. But I do love you. I do love you.
Yes.
We'll get it right into what happened over the holiday, but I wanted to mention that I was reading a story about something called the Redneck Rave. Do you know what this is?
No, I have not heard of it.
Either did I. I'm not sure.
But not surprised.
I'm not surprised that, Kid Rock and others, I'm sure, but Kid Rock is probably the first one that we can think of that really, maybe not Kid Rock, maybe it even goes back to Limp Bizkit and all this, like this rap rock kind of thing, right? Well, now they're doing like a country rap rock EDM.
Oh, they've added EDM into it.
Like they're smushing it and smashing it all in, right?
Dun, 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 dun.
How the hell are you? How the hell do you do? I don't know. It's not a thing that I'm aware of, right? But I did a lot of research on this when I found out that there was a redneck rave in Kentucky, I believe, over the weekend.
Okay.
In the past couple of weeks. I'm not sure what date. You can see how educated I am about this particular event. The redneck rave is basically like 20,000 self-proclaimed rednecks that got together in their big buggy Jeeps and, you know, and their Ford F-150s.
They in a field?
Big, muddy fucking field.
Okay,
just a wet, muddy field. Kind of like an Insane Clown Posse get-together, okay. Minus the Insane Clown Posse, right?
Fun.
So all of them get together. They prefer this rap. It appears from the music that I saw online, the live music, that they like this rap, rock, EDM, smushy, smashy stuff together.
Okay.
And it turned into a complete shit show.
I am so shocked.
Because it's in some small podunk town, and the sheriff's office is like, we did our best.
Yeah.
Well, we did our best. I called Jimmy and Bobby, and I told them to get on down here. Bring your guns, boys. We're going to protect these here rednecks from hurting themselves. They did not protect those rednecks from hurting themselves, as 38 people went to the hospital, some of them with extremely serious injuries. But the one that I found is interesting is some dude was impaled by a log that went through the bottom of his car into his chest.
Jeez. Yeah.
I don't know.
There's nothing like a party.
There's nothing like a redneck rave. I mean, nothing like a redneck rave. Throw some ecstasy and some Boone's Farm and get a little moonshine in there. And yeah, some rave rap rock country. Drop the beat. Do a little dance. Do a little two-step. I don't know. I'm not making fun. I just don't know. Right? Yeah. Inform me. Give me a call. But there's some videos online that are. But then this lady also got her throat slit in the middle of the night. God. Jeez, that sounds. It's like a little rough around the edges, isn't it?
I know.
But be careful. You got to be careful with those redneck raves.
You do.
The funny thing is that it's named Redneck Rave.
Yeah, they were like, proud of it.
Yeah, they didn't even try and mask. You know, like, you know, what did they call that? Bonner, right? Yeah. They give it an interesting name. And the first couple of years, it's just a bunch of fucking hippies that get out in the middle of the Tennessee and they, you know, were far from the reaches of the law and do whatever there is they're going to do. Now it's just a bunch of yuppies that go there and spend way too much money to be baked in the sun for 4.5 days and listen to, you know, David Byrne's comeback album or whatever it is. But these guys, they didn't even pretend. They're like Redneck Rave.
No,
that's what we're going to call it. Redneck Rave. 20,000 of my closest friends showed up and one of them got impaled. By a log. Driving around. Mudding. That shit is dangerous.
It can be.
Look at this. I've done a lot of dangerous shit in my life. Mudding is the most dangerous thing that a redneck can do.
That's why you've never been impaled by a log. Or have you?
No, I've been impaled by a couple things. I don't know if you can see the scar right here. One time I got a pencil stuck right in my finger.
Uh-oh.
Like that.
Oh.
Required a stitch. One stitch. Do I look like the kind of guy who does dangerous stuff?
No.
I keep on watching that High Wire show, the show about the guys who are walking across the wires up in, you know, the middle of the Grand Canyon or whatever.
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking morons, man. I'll tell you what, but I can't get enough of that show.
Really?
Yeah. Discovery does this shitty thing. Let me explain Discovery Plus for any of you that don't have it yet. And if you're going to be a sponsor, just call me up and I'll yank this episode. But Discovery Plus, what they do is they get you hooked on this show and then they release an episode every week. Mm-hmm. They don't put it all on at the same time. They're like, a new episode's available on Saturday. On Saturday, I just paid you $4.99 for the privilege of watching this show in its entirety all the way through.
Right.
I don't want to watch it like I watch regular television. It's so stupid. Like, why can't you just give me all of them at one time?
Yeah, I think Netflix kind of started that trend.
But bullshit.
Before that it was, and now I've noticed HBO is doing it to where it's one per week.
Well, when they're running a show on air, I can understand that they say, well, we don't want you to give you the whole thing because we want people to actually tune in on air
also. Oh, right. But you mean this is already done?
Yeah, this is already done. It's in the can. I mean, these guys are walking on high wire. I think this is done in 2017. Who even knows when this was done? I don't know. But the reality is they're not showing this on television. Why can't you just give it to me all at once? I want to watch it. I want my sweaty palms to be I actually start sweating when I'm watching this. I'm like, oh,
are they gonna make it?
Get back, don't do it.
Have they shown anyone that's fallen and died?
Lots of people fall, but they're all attached to a safety harness. Yeah,
okay,
but
good.
Discovery's not gonna, there's no insurance company in the world that's gonna insure a shooting. And I don't mean a shooting like people shooting each other. I mean like the actual shooting.
Filming.
Yes. Shooting. There's no insurance company in the world that's going to insure shooting. I'm sure of that.
That's good to know.
That's
Ryan.
Legal jargon you can take to the bank. they all have these harnesses attached to them. So when they fall, they just, it looks scary as shit. They're 800 or 10, they were 10,000 feet in the air. 10,000 feet in the air. Jeez, can you imagine? No, thank you, ma'am. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, listen to all the audio, watch all the video, all from one location, tcbpodcast.com. If you're so inclined, follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. You can watch us on YouTube, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. You can drop us a line, info@tcbpodcast.com. If you have any content ideas, you want to give us some, you want to give us a review, you want to tell us what you like, what you don't like, anything, just reach out. Let us know what we can do for you, and we'll get back to you in 7 to 10 business days. And 470-584-8449 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail. Standard text messaging rates do apply for those of you out of the country. There you go. That's a fresh mouth coming right out of vacation right there. So let's get right to the good stuff, Chrissy.
Okay, let's do it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
We promised people for the entire month of June that we were going to give away $500 in Gold Dog gift cards.
Yes.
And the first week in July, here it is, the first week in July. So I guess we got to follow through on this promise. So after much debate and review, Chrissy and I have picked a winner. We've decided on a winner. And while there were a wonderful myriad of entries. Lots of people quoting their favorite lines from the show. Lots of people quoting other shows. I'm not sure which show you were quoting, but A for effort. I got to give it to you. And lots of people tagging a friend, which were the requirements. You had to follow us. You had to tag a friend. You had to quote your favorite line from your favorite episode. I want to give an honorable mention to Amar. I think his name is Amar, who had really one of the more brilliant comments, which was he commented the last line of the show. If you've ever noticed, Chrissy and I say we love each other. That's it.
Bye.
Right? And so he quoted that, and I thought that was cute and interesting, indicating that he had listened to the entirety of a program.
Yes.
So congratulations. I did notice that a lot of people were like quoting other people, like someone would put something and then someone else would put it right away. And I was like, that's cheating. And I'm not responding to that. I'm not responding to cheating. No, I'm just kidding.
What are you, a high school teacher?
I am. I'm grading these comments. That's what I said I was going to do is grade the comments, right? Okay, so we're going to announce the winner today, and then with any luck, we'll be able to get them on the program sometime in the future, maybe next week. We'll make an effort for that, but we will be reaching out. We'll probably already have reached out by the time this hits the air. But we had someone that commented early on. She was one of the first people to comment, and I'm not going to give away her name because we haven't spoken with her yet, and I don't have permission to give her name out. But I will say that her Instagram handle is InShapeNurse. InShapeNurse is exactly apparently what she sounds like. She is a nurse, so she's doing good for people. I've done a little bit of research, a little bit of Instagram stalking.
Yes.
And I believe her to be one of those outstanding human beings who takes, you know, who no matter what kind of bullshit you've been involved in, like mudding, like getting impaled by a log.
Those nurses or taking, see a lot.
That's right. Or taking too much LSD and freaking out for no reason or whatever. When you go into a hospital and there's an emergency room nurse right there, she is one of those people standing right there ready to deal with the consequences of your stupidity.
Yes.
Like highlining across the Grand Canyon.
Right.
Dumbasses. Even though I'm in love with the show, dumbasses.
Keep doing it.
Yeah. So she's a good person, I believe, or at least she has a noble profession. She quoted a wonderful line from an episode that I'm partial to, right? And she tagged many of her friends, many of her friends, right?
Thank you.
And continues to follow us and continues to comment and like. So there it is. She's won $500 in gold dot gift cards. We'll try and get her on air in the next week or two, depending on her schedule. She is a nurse, I believe, so she's probably very busy. But we're giving away the $500. There it is. Your friends at the commercial break. Thank you very much to everyone who entered the contest.
You.
We certainly appreciate it. Keep up the engagement with us. Keep commenting, keep liking, keep subscribing, keep following, because we intend to do this probably... I don't know. I'm not going to say it because every time I say something, we just don't follow through. This is the only thing we've ever followed through on, I think. I think this is the only thing we've actually ever followed through on.
Yes, yeah. Good job.
Congratulations
good job
to us. Yeah. Look at that.
And you know what? I just got a good idea. What you should do is when you go to buy these gift cards, film it and then just have that on stock for any of the people that call you.
Oh, that's true.
The scammers.
Yeah. I film the whole thing and say things just, like, are these ones? Is this it? For those of you who haven't listened to the episode, there was an email scammer who I like to engage. If they'll engage with me, I engage with them. And then I, you know, record it for posterity's sake. I'm not the first one to do this. There's lots of people that do this. But there was a guy who emailed me, texted me in the middle of the night saying that he was from the IMF.
Yeah.
And there was a COVID relief program based in the United States that Congress had voted for. And why he was with the IMF, I'm not really particularly sure. But there was a helicopter and a FedEx men's, not a FedEx man, a FedEx men's, that was waiting at the IMF to count my money and send it to me.
Yep.
What was it, like $750,000?
It was a large amount.
It was a large amount of money. And all I had to do was send him $10,000 in gold dot gift cards to cover the travel expenses of the FedEx men's.
Yes.
Which sounds completely legit. I'm sorry I missed out on the opportunity.
I know, maybe next
time. I'm sorry instead I sent you a dick pic. And not my dick, because it's not that impressive. So anyway, that's what we're talking about. So gold dot gift cards coming your way. In Shape Nurse, thank you very much. And thank you to all of those. But stay tuned. More giveaways to come and more creative giveaways to come.
Yes.
I'm already thinking about the next giveaway.
Now, fun.
There are a couple honorable mentions. There are people that I really enjoyed what they had to post. We will be sending you some swag. Keep a lookout on your IM if you get a request for us, a follow request. It's not because I want to stalk you. It's because we want to give you something. So please do accept that request so that we can give you something. How was your 4th of July?
It was great.
What did you do?
It was busy. We went up to the mountains for a couple of days with some family. Some of my family. Yep.
Yeah.
It was beautiful up there. And then we drove over to the coast, to the Charleston area.
Yeah.
To see one of my best friends and hang out and have fun.
Charleston's beautiful.
Yeah, we saw a bunch of fireworks.
Did you get that guy, Russell Peters or whatever his name is? Did you meet him?
I should have looked him up.
He's currently looking for extra women to put in his bedroom.
Exactly. I should have looked him up. Dang. Next time.
I've been watching that guy's videos. He's a douche.
Yeah.
Watch out, Charleston. I think he's actually moving to LA because that's what all the influencers do on Instagram. They move to LA.
I've got some audience.
Unbelievable. So you had a good time in Charleston?
We did, yeah. Yes. Fantastic.
Good. And Jeff had a good time?
He had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that, Jeff?
He's doing wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How was yours?
Yeah, it was good. Well, first of all, we went to Indiana the week of the 4th of July.
Let me just clarify. You did not go to the Redneck Grave.
We did not go to the Redneck Grave.
That's not a family vacation.
No.
Okay, good.
didn't manage to get tickets.
Maybe next year.
Called in, asked for a press pass. They said, "What's that? Press? What's that?" We did drive through Kentucky though.
Oh right, okay.
And in the very backwoods of Kentucky. So the week of the 4th of July, we went to Indianapolis to go see some family members. Mm-hmm. And you know, here's the thing. I want to explain something about my father. And I know this may sound like it has nothing to do with my father, but this has to do with my father. My father, when we were kids, he used to get us up at the ass crack of shit dawn. Like, let's say 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever we were going somewhere, it was always driving because my parents never wanted to pay for tickets because they had four boys. That was six people they had to buy airline tickets for. You can imagine how expensive those things would get, especially if you're just, you know, you're just making a jaunt to go see family. When we had this big old van, like a conversion van, right? The kind with the TV in it and the captain's chair.
Yes.
And the thing that laid out in the back, right? And you apparently seatbelts weren't a thing back then. So you would just walk around the van and do whatever. But it was still crowded because it was six people in a conversion van. We had this conversion van. And so what my dad would do is he would wake us wherever we were going, Disney World, Chicago to visit family. We did a cross-country trip one time that was like, you know, 20 days where we went all the way to San Diego.
World.
Yeah, fucking unbelievable. It was really, quite frankly, one of my favorite memories as a child. Yeah. But looking back at it now, it must have been a nightmare for my parents
sure
to do this.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. And what it ended up being was just a whole lot of driving to, like, a whole lot of driving there to go a whole lot of driving back. Okay, hurry up. Let's go on back. Here we are. There it is. Look, Big Ben Parliament. See you later.
Yeah. Exactly.
So San Diego, isn't it beautiful? San Francisco, see you later. Bye-bye, Santa Clemente. Bye. And I mean, we just like, we never spent more than 15 minutes in any place except to see my Uncle Harry, my great Uncle Harry, who was the guy who lived in Phoenix. It was 115 degrees outside. Right. And he was grilling in a sweater and slacks with golf shoes. It's dry heat. You get used to it after a while. Oh, do you? Oh, do you? You do get used to it after a while? Because my eyeballs are melting. I'm sorry. So my dad used to get us up at the ass crack of dawn and then we would all sleep for whatever part of the drive.
Yeah.
Was at the, so it'd be like, you know, 5 hours of sleeping and then we wake up and we'd be somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. My dad would be driving. As I grew older and I decided to take my own road trips, I was like, this is bullshit. I'm not waking up fucking early. I'm going to wake up at 11:30 in the afternoon and then get on the road at 1 or 2 and I'll get there at night and who fucking cares and, you know, do whatever. Now that I have children.
Yes, it's different.
It is clear to me that there is no other way to travel at all, period, end of sentence, except to do it while the kids are sleeping. That's
right.
The only way.
Yeah.
Because if they're awake, they get irritated. They shit themselves because that's what kids do. Mm-hmm. They want mama
hungry.
Milky. They want moo moo milky. I'm fucking hungry. Dada, are we there yet? Can you see that? Can I have Disney? You want to turn on the radio? Dad, I shit myself. I got a pee pee. I got a poo poo.
Right.
Whatever.
Yes.
They do it all day long. These kids never stop talking. Where's the off button on that kid? So I tell my wife, I say, listen, we're going to go to Indianapolis. It's quite a drive. It's about 9 hours.
Let's put together a strategy.
I put the whole strategy together. Here's the strategy. I'm going to go to sleep at 5 in the afternoon. I'm going to wake up at 11. I'm going to get you guys up. We're going to put the kids in the car and we're just going to go. And I'm going to drive until we get there. And we're going to pray that the hotel is ready for us when we get there.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we did. And we drove through the ass back of Tennessee, the Tennessee Mountains, the rolling hills of Kentucky, and the flat cornlands of Indiana. And the quickest way to get there is not on the highways. It is in the back roads. It's
really?
The straightest direction to get there.
Okay.
You can go through Nashville or whatever coming from Atlanta. But really the best way, the most direct route to get there is just to head on the back roads.
Plus, you love back roads, and I do too.
I do love back roads.
Yeah, there's something about the scenery.
Something about the scenery.
Yeah.
Now, the scenery in the middle of the night is a little different than the scenery during the day because I did not see another fucking car for almost 2 hours, Chrissy, for 2 hours. From 2 to 4 in the morning, I did not see another vehicle. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but maybe 3 cars.
Yeah.
The entirety of the back roads of Tennessee and Kentucky,
I saw no one. Were you scared you were going to see Bigfoot?
I was scared. You know what I was scared of? The little eyeballs that were sticking out on the sides of the road every once in a while. Or the ballsy-ass deer that were just standing right there in the middle of the road sometimes. Just standing like nothing was coming. I mean, I guess that's why they could express the deer in the headlights. But these little shitheads were like all throughout the side of the road. You could see their little blinking eyes. And it was like, I was like, ooh. I'd honk my horn. I'd wake the whole family up. They'd be like, my pastor's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's a spider. And so we were driving, and then you're driving through the mountains too. You're going up and down these really windy and curvy roads. The good news about driving like that when you don't have anybody else on the road is you can just pretty much drive in the middle of the road.
Yeah, that's correct.
It gives you, in my brain, in my beep boop bop boop brain, it's giving me reaction time for the deer in case they come one way or the other.
Yes.
I'm driving in the middle of the road. So
statistically, or right,
yeah,
easy.
I've got more road to work with,
yes.
Right? Of course, that's probably not true at all, but in my brain it is. And so I'm driving in the middle of the road the entirety of the way there. So we get there. We're there for like 30 7 hours.
Yeah.
Right. And then we're on our way back home. Mm-hmm. And so we went to a party, and that's the whole reason why we're there. And at the end of the party, Astrid's like, what do you want to do? How do you want to handle this on the way back? Because we hadn't really made a plan. And I said, you know what? If I'm being honest, I think the right thing to do is to do the exact same thing that we did on the way here. Mm-hmm. Let's just leave the party. Let's go take a shower. Let's feed the kids. It's like, you know, 10 o'clock at night. Let's feed the kids. Let's get them in the car and let's let them sleep. We get home like 7. Yeah, night, night. Night, night. So, oh, by the way, on the way there, like Mia slept the entire time. She was so good.
Good for her. Right?
And Matthias was so good too. He didn't make a peep. But every once in a blue moon, I'd peek back there and Matthias in the darkness was just like this. Like staring at me. I was like,
those were part of the eyes.
I swear to God, I was like this on the steering wheel. You know how when you get driving, it's like it takes all your concentration.
Yes.
And I'm listening to some horrible book on tape and, you know, the news, like the replete of whatever, CNN or whatever it is. And I, so
fun,
on the way,
fun trip,
20 hours of driving for 5 hours of being there. So, by the way, Indianapolis is a beautiful, beautiful town.
I mean, it just really
is a lovely place. I would never live there, but it's a beautiful place.
Yes.
So Astrid's like, you know what? Agreed. Let's do it. And I'm like, listen, you can sleep. I'll drive. I'll get a cup of coffee. We'll be okay. If I feel like I'm tired, I pull over. One of the people at the party overhears this because, you know, they're Venezuelan, so everyone gets in your business.
Right.
So they overhear this. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she comes and she's like, you have to, here you go. She's like handing me something in a cellophane wrapper. And I'm like, what's this? I haven't had something in a cellophane wrapper in like 15 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What are you handing me? And she's like, take it. You need to take it. It'll keep you up. It'll be fine. It's Adderall. And I'm like, no. I'm not taking fucking Nodos on the drive home. Right. Like I haven't taken prescription medication that wasn't for me in almost 20 years. I'm not going to start taking it now, right?
Yeah.
I'll be fine. I'll take a cup of coffee, blah, 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 blah. So I tell her, no. So as we're getting in the car, as I'm closing the door, she runs up and she stuffs it in my pocket, right?
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah, just in case. Just take it, you know? And Astrid's like, why not? And I'm like, because it's not mine.
It's
like
a focus type drug.
Well, it's speed is what it is. Let's be real honest about it. It's crystal meth in a pill form. I mean, that's what it is, right?
No.
It's true. It's 100% true. This is the same stuff they gave the kamikazes, the Japanese fire pilots. The same stuff. Same shit. They give them like high doses of Adderall and just like sent them down into crashing into aircraft carriers. So, not going to take it, right? We get the kids showered. We go to get in the car. I'm already tired. Like, I'm already yawning. It's been a long day out in the sun, walking around Indianapolis. No nap, no sleep, no nothing. And I'm like,
ugh. I know, it's dark out.
So she had told me to take one and then she gave me two. Take one and then take the other one a couple hours later if you feel like you need it, mm-hmm. right? Well, I'm like, I'm going to take one. I'll take a half. That's okay. What I'll do. I'll take a half,
good,
right?
Good.
So we stop.
Start small.
We get gas, right? And an hour into the drive, Chrissy, it's a fucking video game. I'm in a video game.
Oh, okay.
Now there's deer all over the place, but I'm ready for them, right? I'm like,
right, missing.
I am so fucking laser focused. I'm like so fucking laser focused. I've never been this focused in my entire life. Look at me. I'm a hot, unfocused mess. And I was, boom, super laser focused. I couldn't believe how great this fucking Adderall was for my driving skills.
I was going to say, the focus.
That's right. Now, I was like, man, I'm like, we're getting there. I'm hauling ass. This is awesome. Time is going by so fast. I'm like, this is great. We're already in Kentucky, blah, 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 blah. I look at the Google Maps. We're not even an hour and 15 fucking minutes in, and I'm going 42 miles per hour in a 70 mile per hour zone. I'm not even kidding. I was going so slow and not even an hour had passed. I was just like, in my mind, we're already there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit. And by the way, for the first time since I can remember, since maybe being a child, there was so few people on the road and the drive was so long and I didn't want to stop. There was no gas stations to stop at.
Right.
And I didn't want to pull over and I peed on the side of the road.
Oh, you did?
Twice. Yes. And let me tell you, that feels good mm-hmm. to pee on the side of the road next to your car. Like, what, there's a little bit of a danger of somebody else creeping up on you,
right? Only imagine. I've wished that I could pee like that.
Well, it took me
many
a minute.
Times.
I was shy. It took me a minute because I was afraid a truck was going to come over. And also, I was high on Adderall. So I was like, I thought the deer were going to come out.
At least you have a way to do it.
I was afraid of a whisper wolf coming up on me.
A whisper wolf.
It's a John Paul Paul Popper.
It's a skinny John Popper.
Look at his dick. Skinny Popper, here he comes.
You know what the funny thing is?
Because that's where you would see a pawpaw popper.
They were talking about the pawpaw leaves in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the funny thing is I had never heard of pawpaw before, but then I heard
did
something
you Google it?
Over the weekend.
Oh, did
we
you?
Were listening to some food show, and they were talking about how these pawpaw fruit is very good. And I was like,
the fuck is a pawpaw fruit? I thought that was shit that they were making up.
No.
We're going to do Ghost Hunters in an upcoming episode, and I'll show you how all these shows make
up
these.
I've seen some Ghost Hunters live before.
Oh, have you?
In the Savannah Cemetery at night.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll get into it when we get into it. But anyway, so we got home safely at like 7 or 8 in the morning. By the time that I got an hour away from my house, I was a full-on wreck.
Okay.
Like, I was so fucking tired. Here's the amazing thing about Adderall for any of... I mean, listen, I do not advocate for people taking prescriptions that are not theirs, by the way. And I do not do this often. I really am, have turned into quite a teetotaler. But the reality is, I felt that I needed it to drive safe. I felt that I wanted to try it to see if I could use it to drive safely, and it did work. So
good.
But the amazing thing about Adderall is you can sleep. Like, you're so zooted out, but then you get tired and you just fall asleep. It's like, yeah. It's an amazing drug.
Well,
congratulations, science.
Really tired, too.
Oh, my God,
being
dude.
Up for
I slept for like,
hours.
It took me like 6 days to recover. 4th of July, we decide that, my in-laws are here. They're here
right.
for their.
Yes.
They're here about 6 months out of the year. So they're here right now.
Yes.
So we decide for the first time ever with our children, we are going to go watch a fireworks show because last year was COVID. The year before that, Matthias was very young and I think we were just tired, to be honest with you, on 4th of July. So we went
He had just been, or he was getting ready to be born, wasn't he?
Oh, that's true. He was,
His birthday's the 7th. So.
Oh, his first birthday, his second birthday, his third birthday. Yeah, you're right. There you go.
Astrid was about to give birth.
She was about to pop.
That's why you didn't feel like going to the fireworks.
I didn't want to go to the fireworks because Astrid was in labor. Honey, you want to go to the fireworks? Fuck you!
You party pooper.
Astrid was a champ when she was having that baby, by the way.
Yes.
She did not cry. Not once until, like, she was in labor for, like, 14 hours.
I remember that.
Until we, and then she was like, they were, okay, come on in, right? The doctors were like, well, we don't know. Doesn't sound like she's ready, but come on in and we'll check.
Yeah.
She did not cry during any contraction. She really didn't even show that she was. She showed she was in a little bit of discomfort, but in any pain until she sat down in the hospital chair to sign the paperwork.
Oh.
And that's when she was like, tears were welling up. She was like, this really fucking hurts.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's get you some morphine, babe.
Right.
Amen. Take it. Take it all.
Yep.
Our child's going to, he's going to be just like me. He'll be all fucked up anyway. So just start him off well. Get him kickstarted. Get whatever you want.
Right.
So we take him to the local municipality here. We take him to the fireworks show. And there's probably, I don't know, maybe 5,000, 6,000 people that are spread out amongst this big park and these viewing areas. We get there. I'm in my mind. We have to get there early or we're not going to get a spot.
Right.
Right. It's 96 fucking degrees outside in Atlanta. The sun is blaring down, but and it doesn't go down until 10, 92 or what. I mean, it goes down at midnight basically here. And so I'm like, let's go. We'll put the chairs down and we'll just kind of walk around and have some fun. Right. But at least we'll get a spot. At least we'll get a good spot.
That's true. That's
couldn't have been further thing from the truth. Okay. We could have got there at 9:02 and got the same spot.
Really?
That we had. Right.
Not many people were there.
Well, no, there was a lot of people there, but there was plenty of space.
Oh,
like, it was a huge park. And I should have realized this when I looked at the fucking map, but I didn't. You could actually view these from neighborhoods all around the municipality, the city that we live in.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, people didn't feel the
need. But I'm like, we gotta get up close with the parking, and then we gotta make sure that we can get out when the parking quickly. And, I have this
whole.
You
were being a dad.
Fucking dad. Such a dad.
You're being a dad.
So I'm like, okay, come on, let's go, guys. Come on. It's 6:32. We gotta get there by 6:35. So we get there. We get a good parking spot, a spot that I know we'll be able to get out freely when it's time to go.
That's good.
And we go. and we're walking around for a spot, and they have this little map, this little interactive map that shows you where you can sit to see the fireworks well, which I think is wonderful, right? Congratulations on you, the little city I live in, on doing that for us so that we don't have to try and figure out. They also flew these balloons up in the air, and they were like, if you can see the balloons, you can see the fireworks well.
Oh, right? That's cool. Which that's I thought nice
was
touch.
Really fucking cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is a little grassy area, okay? Now imagine this. Just imagine, if you will, with me. This little grassy area. There's probably the grassy area is it's behind a baseball field. Mm-hmm. So there's the gate for the baseball field. There are people in the baseball field sitting in certain areas that are roped off. And then behind the gate, there's another whole grassy area all the way around this, you know, semicircle. There's 100 people and they're mostly spread out, but it's a little tight, right? There is an area that I identify, like we all do when we're going to an event like this. You know, you're going right, to the concert at the lawn, right? You're scanning the area.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying
spot?
That is an available spot mm-hmm. where I'm not going to bother anybody that's already sitting there, mm-hmm. right? But being the gentleman that I am, there's a guy that's sitting, let's call it 25 feet away from the gate, 25 uh-huh. feet away from the fence, 25 feet. That's a lot of feet away from the fence, uh-huh. right? It's bigger than any room I guarantee anybody listening to this has in their house, or unless you're super rich and I don't know about it. And if you are, please email us at info@tdcbpodcast.com. We need your funds. So I decide that what if we sit right up on the gate? That mm-hmm. way the kids can kind of, you know, hold on to the gate and watch the fireworks go up.
Yeah.
Right? And the fireworks are going to go up that way. They're going to go up directly in the sky right over our heads. So looking straight ahead is going to do you no fucking favors. So there's a guy sitting behind us, right? A guy, the kind of guy who has like a greasy ponytail and a beard that's never been kempt. And, you know, the kind of guy that's been playing Fortnite in his dad's basement okay. for the last 12 years. And he's with his mom, right? Uh-huh. And I can tell. This is an assumption I'm making. And his girlfriend, who also has been supporting his venture to be a professional Fortnite player
right.
for most of her life, too. Congratulations. And so I turn and I say, excuse me, if we were to sit here, would that be bothersome to you? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. That and was nice.
You know what he says? Like this, with his arms folded? Probably would bother us.
Really?
And I was like, wow. Oh, because you're not going to be able to see the fireworks? Yeah, no, I don't think we would be able to see the fireworks. And I was like, oh, you wouldn't be able to see the fireworks if we were sitting right here because the fireworks go off right there. And he goes, I guess that would be blocking us, wouldn't it? And I was like, I did not know how to. In that moment, there were so many things that I could have said that none of them came out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like my quick-witted, smart-ass mind was coming up with all of the things that I could say right there. Yeah. But I have my children
with
me.
You were the family. Well, yeah.
With the family. Yeah. I don't want to start an argument. Right. Right? I didn't know what to say.
You got
to
look up.
What a fucking cocksucker. This is the problem with the United States of America right now, is that you have the balls. Clearly, this is never going to be a problem for you. Never, ever. Were you not going to be able to see one firework? Was one firework going to be obstructed because of my 3'2" son standing 15 feet in front of you right here when the fireworks go off up here? Asshole. Get a haircut. Wash your hair. So I was like.
So did you say, well, we're going to sit here anyway?
Well, then the mother's like this. She's like looking like this, right? And she's like, no, no, no. I guess it's fine. I guess it's fine, right? And then he goes, fine, whatever, fine. I guess it's fine. And I was like, no, 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 no. Don't let me be a bother, sir.
Right,
We'll go over here. Don't worry about it.
Because then it would have been tense. Then he goes, the whole time.
We just sat right next to him is what we did. Oh. We sat like 15 feet next to him. Right. I'm not scared of it, right?
Yeah.
Here is the schadenfreude of being a dick, my friend. The people who run this place, the little park rangers or whatever you call them, the park attendants, the mm-hmm. wonderful people who are out there making sure that we can enjoy these parks and, yes. and recreation, are driving around, just doing glad handing, make sure everybody's okay, la la la.
Yeah, happy for
her. Right? Yeah, picking up trash and doing like this, right? Our chance to say thank you, which is what I said. Thank you. Thank you very much for all that you do for us. We appreciate it.
This
is
nice.
What a nice setup you have going on here today.
Yeah, sounds great.
Thanks for working, right? He says, no problem. You got the best spot right here. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, see those two trees right there? Right? There's two trees. and then there's a clearing in the trees. And there are lines drawn, lines, white lines drawn on the baseball field. And it's about, I don't know, a 30-foot wide thing from one line to the other. And we just happen to be sitting in between that line. Now, there's no lines where we are, but they're in the baseball field. So now I can see the lines and I see what he's saying. He's like, we were here last night. We did a little test of the fireworks and we drew out all the places where you could see the fireworks. And when if you're not inside of those lines, then you'll be obstructed by the trees. And I was like, oh, sucks, man. Thank God we got this good spot right here. And I look over,
thanks,
and wouldn't you know it, but Dorito Fingers over there eating his third ice cream, you know, cupcake from the fucking food truck is 15 feet to the right of the line.
Uh-oh.
So when the fireworks start, he has to get up, stand up, and walk all the way around behind us in order to watch the fireworks.
There you go.
Fuck you, man.
That was the payback.
That was the payback.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem with the United States of America is we forgot what kindness is all about. Mm-hmm. Kindness. That's it. That's all I was asking. Sit yes. in front of you. Wasn't going to bother anybody. As a matter of fact, we could have been friends. I'm pretty funny. I'm a likable guy.
Ladies
think I'm good looking. Maybe I would have distracted your mom for a few minutes so she wouldn't bother you so much. Maybe your wife, you know, maybe we would have been. I would have had a sister wife. Who knows? But you'll never know now.
Yeah. I love it. It turned out.
Fireworks go off. My son went fucking bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Ah! But not in a bad way. He's right. Like, ah! Like running excitement. Around in circles. Oh, my God. Just the excitement. And then the fireworks, by the way, it took 4 hours for the fireworks to start. And so by the time the fireworks started, we were all just ready for the fireworks, right? Because hot, sweaty, sunny. My son got one of those, like, you know, Italian icy things. And now the sticky syrup is all over his face, hair, arms, clothes, my legs, everything. And by the
time you made everybody get there so early.
Well, I thought I was doing something. Okay. In hindsight, we didn't have to get there that early. We'll know next year that you can get there at 9 yeah. for the 9:30 fireworks, right? Okay. I got it. 10:04.
But now you know to look for the lines.
What's that?
Now you know to look for the lines.
Oh, now we know to look for the lines. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's so smart of those people to do that. Like to line it all out for everybody. They had it down. Mm-hmm. And this is the first year they did it in this location. Anyway, so my son goes crazy, you know, fireworks. And then what we do is as the fireworks are going off, we just kind of pack all of our chairs and everything together so that we're ready to dart out of there as soon as, you know, as soon as it goes off, we're ready to dart out of there and get out of there. And as soon as we left, those kids were like.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that's exhausting.
I love that. I wish I could fall asleep like that again. I wish in my age, I could just fall asleep. Like, you know, even after driving 9.5 hours straight, I still don't fall asleep like that.
Yeah.
It still takes me a while to get to sleep.
I think we've got more stuff going on in our mind is the thing. They just have a pretty one-track mind.
I'm not sure I have anything going on in my mind.
It's just rocks.
It has got rocks in my socks. My son. So excited about those fireworks,
yeah,
that was the best
thing. I get really excited ever. About the fireworks too. I love them.
Yeah. Did you see where the guy
I like
threw
the sparkly ones and they come down slowly?
Oh yeah. Really pretty fireworks.
Yeah.
Well, we told him to keep them going after hour number two. You know, of course my wife's looking at me like I'm a dumbass. She's like, we could have been doing this at the house, right? And I'm like, no, I got it. So what I started telling him was he'd be like, Daddy, fireworks coming? You know, fireworks coming? And I was like, yes, the fireworks are coming. They're Disney fireworks, right? And he was like, Disney fireworks!
Yeah.
Every time my son had to pee too, I'd take him back. I wouldn't take him to the bathroom because, you know, the bathrooms are disgusting. I'd just take him back over into the woods.
Yes.
Just let it fly.
Yeah.
He loves that. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what my son does?
Now he does it
in my backyard. And sometimes he'll say, Daddy, pee-pee. And I'll be like, a pee-pee potty, right? Which means I have to go pee-pee potty. And so I'm like, great. And I try and take him to the bathroom and he's like, outside.
He likes it better out
there. He just likes going out in the back of the deck and throwing it everywhere. Yes. That's a man. That's a man's man right there. Just pees all over everything. Mm-hmm. Pees all over the house plants.
Like a spout.
When he takes a shower, he pees on his sister.
Yeah, he's figuring things out.
Yeah,
he's figuring things out.
When you have something that sprays water like that, it's a ton of fun.
Yeah.
He does the same thing with the hose, by the way. I think he thinks it's just a small hose. Yeah,
exactly.
It's a small hose that shoots out every couple of minutes. Cool. The fireworks were awesome.
Well, that's
my
fantastic,
son loved
Ryan.
It. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yay.
That's fantastic. These are the moments that you realize you're never going to get back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. Like, oh, it's so sweet. Yeah,
it's just one of those things.
Yep. I love them.
What a great song.
It is a great song.
I love this song.
Yeah. You know, I love the first one in both songs.
Yeah, the one at the beginning gets me all hyped up and ready for the show, and the one at the end lets me know that the show is ending. Hey, we want to thank you for listening.
Yes,
you know,
thank you
for listening. We're almost now at 600,000 listeners. We just did an episode about 500. We're almost at 600,000 listeners.
Fantastic.
It's just unbelievable. I can't wrap my head around it, to be quite frank. I feel like it's all like fake. I don't know. I mean, I feel like, how's this real? How many of these many people listening to the commercial break? It's
well,
just
it's
not.
Nice to know people are listening.
It is
you.
Nice to know. So email us, info@tcbpodcast.com. If you have any content ideas, we would like that very much. We'd like your help. We want to know what you want to hear, right?
Yeah.
It all.
Well, we'll do a deep dive. We'll investigate.
I will investigate that shit late at night on my computer when I'm supposed to be laying with my wife. I'm really in here dicking around.
Editing.
Yeah.
I'm editing, honey.
Don't worry about it. Fake boobs. I'm editing, honey. Where's the G spot?
Right. There was a period we went through all that.
What's that?
There was a period you went through. It was a lot of sexual topics that we were discussing. So.
Yeah.
What now we moved to Bigfoot.
What period was that? Last week?
Yes.
I mean, did we stop? I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure it'll start back.
There was a lot of ball humor there for a second. I got on a ball kick. It comes and it goes. This is the way my mind works.
Inspiration.
Yeah. When I like a cereal, I only eat that cereal. Uh-huh. When I start talking about balls, I like to talk about balls.
On the brain.
Yeah. Now we're talking about Bigfoot.
Yes.
What can I say? I do it all for you, my dear listeners. I do it all for you. Do us a favor. Subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platform. It really does help us out. Please use our sponsor's special URLs and codes to buy items if you're so inclined. If you're in the market for one of our sponsors.
I'm still a HelloFresh subscriber.
I still like that magic spoon. I'm still using Apostrophe.
Apostrophe, yeah.
Yeah. NordVPN, I've been using for 2-3 years. I don't know, for a long time. I actually use a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
We will never pitch you something we wouldn't use or give to our family members.
That's true.
We're pretty sure.
Right.
We're pretty sure, at least up to now.
Exactly.
So please do us a favor and do that. And again, send us your content ideas at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Let's keep it going. We're at 700. Can we get to 1,000?
Yes.
Can we get to 1,000 collectively? You, me, and everybody. Can
Let's
we get to 1,000? Leave us some comments. Make some comments under our post. I might send you some swag, like a TCB t-shirt or a TCB mug or a TCB sticker. Wouldn't you
or
like
a TCB
that?
Wine glass that I drink out of.
Yeah. Look at this mug I look at. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. You can always watch us on YouTube. And starting next week, Friday Firesides.
Whee!
Fireside Friday. We're going to be broadcasting from Fireside on our Friday episodes. So we'll tell you more about that next week. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, listen to all the audio, watch all the video, all from one place. TCBpodcast.com. 470-584-8449 is where you can text us or leave us a message. Standard text messaging rates do apply. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Make sure you go there, subscribe, watch your favorite video, leave us a comment. Again, might send you some swag. And that's all I can do for today.
Yeah.
So until next time, my friends, I bid you adieu.
Yeah.
And I love you, Chrissy.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you. And best to you out there in the podcast audience. Until next time.
Bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.